November 27th, when everything is known. Have you ever been wronged or felt the searing pain of injustice, and no one really seemed to notice? Sadly, such occurrences are frequent and leave us feeling utterly alone. They can set us on a desperate search for answers, crying out for someone to see our pain. But the beautiful thing about our God is that He does. He is intimately and completely involved in our lives, meeting us where we are, comforting us, and providing for our deepest needs. But this closeness also means we can't escape Him when our hearts want to draw us away. Sandra learned of this closeness after a painful life on the run, which began with her parents' divorce. She's here now to share with us her true story on this Unshackled Daily Devotional.
I bounced back and forth between my parents in different states. And when I didn't get my way, I ran away. I was 13 when I was raped by an older man, resulting in a distrust of all men. A girlfriend and I decided to run away together, and a trucker took us all the way to Colorado. We couldn't find jobs, so we went to the police station expecting help, but they put us in jail until my grandmother agreed to take me. Still, I moved four more times, going from one relative to another. I married Pete when I was 21. Emotionally, I was much younger than that, but he was very patient with me. When I decided to go to college, he supported me. I thought philosophy was the answer to my insecurities, and Pete was so indulgent. But even after I graduated, I felt insecure and had no peace of mind. So one day, I picked up our family Bible and started reading. I learned that I was a sinner for whom Christ had hung on the cross and died. I knew I was guilty, and there was no running away from God. I prayed, telling God I agreed with Him. I was a sinner, and I asked His forgiveness. That was a turning point in our home and in our marriage. Pete saw the change in me, and a year later, he too gave his life to Christ. Jesus took this mixed up, immature girl and gave my life purpose and joy.
Jonah's one of the most classic examples of someone who, in their rebellion, tried to run from God, only to discover it's impossible. While in the belly of the fish, Jonah prays in chapter 2, verse 2, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and He heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and Thou heardest my voice. Friend, God sees us in any and every situation. We are fully known. And we must always remember that God is innately familiar then with our wickedness and sinful heart as well. There's no running from Him or deceiving Him. Intimacy with God, then, should always keep us grateful, humble, and honest. Will you receive this truth today? Unshackled, the longest-running audio drama in history, airs on over 3,000 radio stations worldwide. Real people, real-life stories, stirring dramatic accounts of hopelessness and the hope that changes everything. This award-winning program grips the heart with compelling and relevant stories of transformed lives. Without Jesus Christ, we are all shackled by sin. But God is at work, and the power of Christ sets us free of our bondage. We are unshackled. Unshackled daily devotionals are a daily reminder of God's presence in our lives.